T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And it's a very special Halloween spooktacular episode of The DA. Every single year, we like to choose one day Halloween week to all dress up, get in the mood, play some Halloween games. Our poll question today is, did you ever search your candy for razor blades like you were taught? Or was that just an old wives' tale? Vote in the web poll at CBS Sports Radio. If you found them, don't tell us. That'd be too spooky. We have the costumes going right now. This hour dedicated to the most hard-hitting Halloween news stories, topics, and debates possible, including what's your starting five all-star lineup of candy? Okay, what are the five you're building your all-star lineup around? Think of it as a basketball team. You want a superstar in there. You want a LeBron. You want a Michael. You want a Kareem. You need something to build everything around. And then you flesh out the roster around that. You want some diversity. You don't want all shooting guards or all power forwards. So make sure you're thinking about things that are a little diverse. Build the starting five. I'm going to ask this to Bogish, Mraz, Bilotti, and our next guest as well. So I want you guys all working on this. Your starting five candy. I'm dressed as Bob Ross. If you're watching at watchda.com, you can watch that on any device, tablet, laptop, desktop, phone. You see that I've got a happy afro, a happy beard, just a little salt and pepper, and a paint palette. I'm actually painting a picture with happy stars, delightful planets, and I'm putting together a portrait to unveil at the end of the show for the entire team here that we can hang above the fireplace here aboard the mothership. And it should be noted that there are no mistakes, only happy accidents. Mraz is about to unveil his costume as well, because his whole family is in this as a tandem.
It's a hot candy!
Bogish has his costume on. Bogish is being the Wizard of Watch DA, the nickname that we have for Andrew Kaplan, by wearing the wizard hat, has a wizard wand, and the Watch DA logo in front of him. Bogues, how has it felt to be the smartest man on the show for the last 2 hours?
It's been pretty amazing. I made a lot of good decisions in the last little bit, a lot of important life decisions, as if I was Andrew Kaplan. So I might keep this hat on, keep the wand in my hand, and see what happens for a full 24 hours or so.
We have Pete the Body Bilotti, who brilliantly has gone at his own drop. He is with bacon. He is wearing a bacon costume and has French onion dip with him.
So with bacon.
He is actually with bacon, which is just perfect for 2020.
And French onion dip with bacon.
It's time to introduce the Marazzes. They are right now all in costume. If you're watching, they're all on the screen. Watch on Twitch as well at the CBS Sports Radio channel. Marazz, introduce the family. What are you guys as this Halloween?
We're Monsters, Inc., D.A.
Monsters, Inc.
over here. Danielle is Sully. We got a couple of little monsters here, and Taylor and Eli. We come out as a team, as Monsters, Inc.
I love it. Fantastic. You are the green monster with the eyeball and the
Mike
horns.
Mike Wazowski, yes.
What's that?
Mike Wazowski.
Oh, okay. You're Mike Wazowski. Danielle is there. I think she's actually happy to be there, but I can't tell. It's early, so
well,
she might.
She's not happy with Eli squirming and not keeping his hat on. That's
and,
not a good
and,
situation.
What monster is Danielle?
Danielle is Sully.
Okay.
And then we don't have names for these two. They're just the other monsters in the background.
Taylor is flat out drop dead adorable in that she's the pink monster and she's staring into the abyss right now like, what are you making me do? And Eli has the Monster Sink hat on too, and Danielle's trying to keep her straight, keep him straight. That is so great. How tough is it to keep Eli in a costume?
It's not good. I made the mistake of going to the restroom during this break, and I was getting cursed at left and right. He won't keep his hat on. You got to hold him. It was a whole thing. So hopefully Eli just holds tough here, and now it's already falling off again. So this is what we're going to look like on Halloween, too. This is how we'll answer the door, and we're going to bring Taylor around trick-or-treating for candy she can't eat, but Daddy can.
Oh, that is tremendous. She is just adorable. You guys are great. I love it. Monsters, Inc., the Marazz family. And let's face it, Taylor and specifically Eli have definitely been monsters this year.
No question. Santa, we keep telling them Santa's watching. They're not listening. That seems to be the problem.
Does Danielle want off the screen immediately, or does she like hanging out with us?
No, she's hanging out. I mean, her people at work know she's doing this right now, so it's an excuse for her not to actually work, needed one.
Are you guys ready for the heroine of Halloween, the queen of costumes, the resident of Erie, Pennsylvania?
Bring her on out. Bring her on out.
Okay. Katie Linadal has just blown the doors off Halloween. We welcome on Katie to the screen.
My name is Oswald Cobblepot, or you can call me the Penguin.
Unbelievable.
I am not a human being. I am an animal. Have you guys missed me, my friends?
Danny DeVito.
This is one of the greatest costumes I've ever seen in general. This is the Penguin. This is Danny DeVito as the Penguin from Batman Returns. Is this not outrageous?
She looks more like the Penguin than Danny DeVito did.
There are penguins squealing in the background right now.
We used a little bit of technology, Bob.
Bob.
Not a happy accident. It was on purpose.
Look at that.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Look at that penguin nose. Look at this hat. Look at that.
Every year I go as the most attractive costume. It's every woman's opportunity to really just go for it. And who better to bring it home than Oswald Cobblepot?
You have to love Katie. Forget sexy cats. Forget going as Kim Kardashian. She went as the Penguin this year.
Can't even get in the seat. I had to drive over like this too. Had to pull the seat back a little bit, not gonna lie. The innkeeper was very confused.
By the way, knowing where DA lives, imagining Katie having to walk basically through the hills and mountains.
I'm gonna have a seat.
Out of the darkness.
It's raining today, too, appropriate.
The town authorities have been alerted. There's no doubt they're gonna be knocking on my door coming up.
Best thing Warwick's ever seen.
Such an amazing costume. How long did it take you put together this costume.
Okay, may I hand it to Alicia Oliveri, celebrity hair and makeup artist, wow. My bestie, who I've had the opportunity to work with for, we've lost count, maybe 5-6 years, as I like drool black goo from disgustingly from my mouth. I have to tell you, she did such an incredible job. I actually have prosthetics. If you're not watching, watchda.com. If you can pop in just for a few minutes just to see her incredible work. Prosthetics on the nose, special effects makeup. She nailed it. She nailed it. And also, I have a full custom suit done. From the top hat to the vest to I'm in a large costume. I'll keep it there.
This is
and, of course,
incredible.
Umbrella, monocle, every last detail. But the special effects makeup, when she was doing her research, this is what I love about her. Lots of things I love about her. But she does her research like I do my tech research. And the Penguin in Batman Returns, it took about 3.5-4 hours to do his makeup. And so she watched how they did it and created it. And you can tell it's an amazing, amazing job with all the special effects technology that she used on my face.
I am speechless. I saw Katie about 10 minutes ago in my hallway. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on the set of Batman Returns. The nose, the prosthetic, the makeup. I mean, what Alicia did is transform you completely. Amazing. Just amazing. And you're in a fat costume, which is hysterical because if you follow Katie on social media, she just posted a picture of her abs. I mean, it was like 48 hours ago was her six pack from doing 17,000 chin-ups the other day.
That's true.
And now you're in a fat suit.
That's true. That is true. I take a lot of pride in my fitness. Stay healthy, stay fit. I like to get after it. But today, Oswald, he's here.
He really is. I mean, you've got black in your teeth as well.
Yeah, it's honestly, I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, this is so disgusting. It's amazing. There is nothing I want more to look this unattractive for Halloween. Have to bring it home. The Halloween spooktacular on your show, DA, I can't tell you. It's like discussed around the dinner table at length. It's a big deal in Casa de Linendal.
Well, I am thoroughly impressed. I am honored that you went to such great extremes. And so, as Bob Ross, I feel like I need to present you with your Bob Ross present.
Oh, please do.
Okay, so,
thank you so much.
This is not just a costume. I'm actually doing some artwork for everybody, okay?
Wow, is this like improv? Like it's a caricature?
So I am actually drawing and painting portraits of everybody this morning here on the show. So I'm going to now give you your honorary Katie Linendal.
Wait a
cartoon.
Second, you did not draw this.
This is something that I did draw. This is...
No.
It's like really, really good.
That is all freehand from DA / Bob Ross, the heroine of Halloween.
That is no happy accident, people. This is worth money.
So there you go. Now you have an original.
My very own little Katie cartoon drawn by DA and signature.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Did you really do this?
I really did.
Did the lady do this?
No.
She's very, very talented.
She is. She's very, my wife is very.
She's more talented than you, if you know.
Very, very. She's much more talented, much smarter, much more sophisticated.
It looks like me right
but
now.
I'm actually a decent artist, and so I did actually draw that for Katie today.
That's no happy accident. That is art.
There you go. So we're doing this, and I'm going to do something for everybody else as well. I'm going to have a little DA show portrait for everybody later on in the show.
Are you charging people?
I really should. I should do this. You know, my dad actually always wanted to be a cartoon artist. He always said that was his dream. He used to just sketch little cartoons when he was like a teenager and in his 20s, but he never followed it because he was like, well, there's no money in that, you know, whatever. I'm not doing that. So he's always done that. So I got a little bit of the cartoon bug from him. So,
well, can I tell you one of my most coveted pieces in my house, as I always like to say, perhaps an overshare, but in my home, it is like a kid's dream. I have all these signed pieces of art from The Walking Dead to, I'll tell you, my favorite piece is from Jim Lee in Headquarters, drew me Wonder Woman.
Really?
Like a custom massive Wonder Woman that I have hanging up in my house. And it says to Katie. And he drew it on this large post-it note. You know, those really big post-it.
Jim Lee is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. He is incredible. So everything you would expect from Jim Lee, like being the person that he is. You know, sometimes you don't want to meet really cool people because you're like, oh, are they going to be as awesome as you think they are? He was. Drew me this Wonder Woman and it's hanging in my home. This baby is getting framed.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's right. It's going in the collection.
Love it.
And oh, my goodness. I'm looking at the screen. My goodness, you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm seeing all our awesome friends in costume. This is the first time because it was all about me, apparently. I was being selfish. I'm looking at the screen and we're looking at everybody's costumes. You guys look amazing.
Yeah, we
Thank
got.
Thank you.
We got Bogish as the Wizard of Watch, DA. Okay, he's got the wizard hat on and he's got a little wand. We've got Miraz as one of the Monsters, Inc. His whole family was there as well. Oh, here comes Taylor and Danielle as the monsters.
Oh, Taylor and Danielle, hello.
Yes.
Adorbs. Adorb Fest USA.
We had that Eli, so but Eli's awesome. Already aborted ship, yes.
Yeah, Eli already aborted ship. He had a costume on as well, their pet dog, but
it's just she holds it up.
Danielle's just holding up.
Well played, Danielle. Yep. She just holds up the mask. This is the remnants of what Eli was dressed as.
I don't think you can see Pete because it's kind of dark in the studio, but he's wearing a bacon outfit and he's using a can of French onion dip to be French onion dip with bacon.
French onion dip
well
with
played.
Bacon.
Well played. Everybody's bringing their best game here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Taylor. She's adorbs.
Yeah, she's amazing.
P.S. I don't want to spoil alert right out the jump, but Mraz did text me and tell me that this year, he got the king size.
Yeah, he said that that was a tip off from you last year.
Sure
that
was.
Do that.
Sure was. Oswald Cobblepot brings the king size home. I make friends with all the neighbors. I'm smart.
I think you take everybody's king size, don't
That's
you?
True. That's true. That's true.
Okay, so when we come back here from break, we're going to create our all-star lineup, our starting five all-stars of best candy. Okay, so a lot of sports here on the DA show today as we have our Halloween Spooktacular. It's coming up next, plus Stunt to a News coming up with a Halloween twist. It's the 2020 Spooktacular here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
You're so funny.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
A happy spooktacular, everybody. The annual DA show that celebrates Halloween as we all dress up in our costumes and enjoy the morning. You can watch us and check out the costumes and the festivities at watchda.com. That's available on any device. That is at your laptop, your desktop, your home PC, your cell phone. You can watch at watchda.com. Also on Twitch. Amazingly, the other day we hit 100,000 viewers for one episode on Twitch. That's right.
Whoa.
We have become a bit of a sensation on Twitch. You can watch there, the streaming platform. That's CBS Sports Radio's channel. You can watch us there. Miraz jumps into chats during the commercial breaks as well. So it's very cool. So we appreciate all the support on Twitch. We've got a lot of listeners and viewers there. You can check out all the costumes and Katie Linadol, our Gidget of Gadgets, the heroine of Halloween, resident and native of, well, native, no longer resident of Erie, Pennsylvania, is Danny DeVito, the Penguin from Batman Returns. It is astoundingly accurate. You said that when you were growing up, your mom was a costume designer, right?
Oh, she still is. She's a costumer. She's got many, many talents, but she does costuming, and she has done some incredible productions, but also she does a lot of my on-air wardrobes. So we like to take cosplay to the next level. I've attended Comic-Con for many years for TV. I was even the ambassador for New York Comic-Con one year. So every single detail in pairing that with Alicia's hair and makeup special effects skills, we go next level.
It is totally next level. And a quick Google search of your name will pull up all of your Halloween costumes. And they're all, like, really amazing. When you go to Comic-Con, do people just trip over themselves at how accurate and cool your costumes are?
You know what the cool part about Comic-Con is? There's, like, a big – it's, like, a really nice – gathering of people. Like, there's, like, good people and everybody wants to get pictures and it's just like a friendly environment. Not to sound like that sounds really nerdy and like, oh, everybody's so nice, but it's true. Like, everybody like gets is excited to be there. Everybody's in cosplay, everybody's pumped. So yeah, it's a good scene. It's a good scene.
When you were growing up, how long did it take you to do your Halloween costume? Because most of us just went to the Five and Dime and bought like a $6.99 Plastic Man costume and I just threw that mask on and, you know, it took like three seconds. I think My brother was E.T. one year. We just went to the Five and Dime, got an E.T. costume.
What is a Five and Dime?
It's like a general store type of thing where they have a little bit of everything, huh. And they have some toys, and they have some Halloween costumes. They have some candy.
Huh.
You know, it's like a local, small-town general store type
thing. I like that. I'm into it. That's my style.
So, but did you just blow your friends away with your costumes?
Sure did. And I'd like to say that one of the highlights of my life, you know, as things get fancier, D.A., you know, and you grow in your career, and you get awards, and you go to fancy parties, it's really just about the little things in life. And I had a memory hit me the other day of when I was in fifth grade, I won the Our Ladies Christian School costume contest. I was, which I'm very fond of, the ice cream truck. Now,
whoa.
Mind you, yeah. And it was handmade, of course, costume. But I played music. This is ahead of its time.
Whoa.
Ahead of its time. My mom, we engineered the whole thing. And then I passed out candy to everybody. And it was a hit, and I won the costume contest, and I was called in front of the whole school. And maybe nobody remembers this but me. For me, it was a memorable moment for the ages.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, it's like those moments in life where you're like, wow, that was awesome.
So that's kind of like a behind the scenes of the people that take it the next level, the extra mile. And that's why they're successful, because they put all their heart and energy into it. Now, let me do the flip side of that. My Uncle John, okay? My Uncle John was basically like Cousin Eddie from the Griswolds and National Lampoons. He was just bring over a six-pack of Meister Brau, always loud and obnoxious.
Pooper's fool!
Yeah, exactly. This was my Uncle John. My Uncle John came over one time when I was a kid for Halloween. And he comes over, he's like, hey, you guys got any sheets? And we're like, yeah. Are you going to stay over, Uncle John? He's like, no, it's my Halloween costume. He grabbed one of the bed sheets out of our bed sheet closet, cut two eyes in it, and was like, I'm a ghost. Cracked open his beer, was like, let's go trick-or-treating. He took our sheet out of our closet and ruined it to go trick-or-treating.
Was it a Giza dream sheet?
No, it was not.
I'm a big fan.
No, thankfully, okay. It was like a $13 sheet, I'm sure, from the Five and Dime as well.
But part of you has to respect Uncle John.
Do you?
Yeah.
What part is that?
Because the mail-it-in part is so strong that you almost wonder if it's
that
ironic.
That is true. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
No, it was not ironic. He just didn't give a bleep about anything ever. So so I think we should cue the music here, guys, and do our starting five all-star lineup of candy, okay? This is the starting five all-star lineups of candy. Again, you're going to want a superstar in the middle. You're going to want a LeBron. You're going to want a Tim Duncan, a Kobe, a Shaq. You're going to want something to build around and then spread out from there. You're going to want some varieties too, because too much of the same thing is not the best all-star starting five. Of course, I have to defer to Mr. Mraz, our thictator, our resident food expert. Mraz, what is your starting five?
Well, the whole key to a starting five is a little bit of diversity, right?
Right.
I like playing a lot of my chocolate favorites up in my front court. So I have a center, two forwards here. Okay. Give me my Reese's Peanut Butter Cups powering right in the middle. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, sometimes you don't want to pick them because they're too common. But that's how damn delicious they are. You need a peanut butter cup in every Halloween bag. I'm going with a Twix at one of my forwards. It's still unbelievable. Bob Ryan's never heard of it. It is the one, you know, with the cookie crunch.
Yeah.
And I need those fun-size bag of M&Ms when it comes time for Halloween. The M&M is the perfect candy. Sprinkle a little, melts in your mouth, not in your hand, pop it in your mouth. But that's a lot of chocolate, so you need a little fruit backdrop. My backcourt's all fruit, DA. Give me Sour Patch Kids. It's a little trendy, sometimes a little overlooked, sometimes can rip up your tongue a little bit, but I find it perfect to suck on those. And last but not least, I like a Starburst. You give me a good couple Starbursts there, you bite in, it might mess up your teeth, it doesn't matter, it packs that fruit punch. So Starburst, Sour Patch Kids, Peanut Butter Cups, Twix, and M&Ms for me.
I do wonder how Starbursts are made, considering they do really they stick in your mouth and they get gummed up in your jaw for like a long time. That's not how things should normally dissolve in your mouth. But okay, that is Mraz's starting five. Mr. Andrew Bogish, what is your all-star starting five?
DA, it is 2020, so I'm going to eschew Sean's kind of normal starting five setup here. Go more Houston Rockets, like four outside, one big guy down low. That one big guy down low is a Snickers bar, traditional, hearty with the peanuts mixed in there. So that's going to be my anchor, my rim protect. And then along the perimeter, Going back to that Twix bar, it's number one in the overall power rankings. That's my lead guard, the Twix. Running the point here, going real off the board, Goldenberg's Peanut Chews.
Those are
the official movie candy.
Peanut Chews. Bogus.
Those things are delicious, pretty.
Are you out of touch with reality, dude?
No. Then we've got an all-encompassing Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. There's like 19 different varieties now. Some have Reese's Pieces inside them as well. You can't separate them. They're all delicious. So that makes the starting five as well. And then the one non-chocolate addition here, and this might again be tough, love Blow Pops. Not Tootsie Roll Pops.
Okay.
Blow Pops, the best lollipop that's ever been thought of and mass-produced. So that gets a spot in my starting five as well.
I didn't see the Peanut Chews coming. I really didn't. That's...
It's a house egger.
That's like figuring that Gardner Minshew was going to splash upon the scene last year as a sixth-round draft pick. I did not see Peanut Chews happening for Bogues. Mraz, where do you sit on Peanut Chews?
I think if you are handing out Peanut Chews on Halloween, you might as well put candy corn in a Ziploc bag and have the power washer out because your house is getting... There isn't a kid in America looking to knock on a door and get a Peanut Chew thrown in their bag. Not a chance.
I'll keep them.
Bogues, are you a Charleston Chew guy? A Bitto Honey guy?
No. It begins and ends with Peanut Chews.
Wow. Again, didn't see it coming. Didn't see Steph Curry becoming the greatest shooter of all time. Who could have predicted Bogus likes Peanut Chews? Mr. Pete the Body Bellotti, what's your starting five?
Well, it's built around the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. He is setting the tone for the entire team. Mm-hmm. I go Kit Kat, Swedish Fish, Butterfinger, and Almond Joy. A little different, but the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup spreads out the offense and gets everybody involved.
I didn't see an Almond Joy. I didn't think anybody liked Almond Joys.
Bob the Deli Man, Pete Bellotti, and that's it.
Wow, you're an Almond Joy. Are you a Mounds guy as well?
I like Mounds too. Easy candy to eat.
Wow, so you like coconut?
Yeah, big coconut fan. Under the radar in everybody's world, but not mine.
Wow, so. You're like a Randy Arozarena. We could have just never seen you just tearing up pitching in October. You're an Almond Joy guy and a Mounds guy.
Keep him thinking, D.A.
Keep him thinking. I'll give him credit for the Swedish candy fish, choices. Swedish Fish is off the board, but that's a good one. I'll give him credit for that.
You like Swedish Fish, huh?
I do like a Swedish Fish. It's the neutral fish.
Can I say something? Do you guys know how to draft a team? You're drafting for the rest of your neighborhood, not yourselves. Like, no one wants Peanut Chews. Let me speak for the people. And also, you're like, oh, I love Swedish Fish. It's not about you. This just in. Not even the Penguins want the Peanut Chews, okay?
Hey, Burgess Meredith was better.
Jeez.
All right, so I am, unfortunately, I'd like to go off the board here, but my centerpiece of the championship team is also going to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. To me, it is... the Jordan, the LeBron, the Tom Brady of the candies. I mean, you get the chocolate, you get the peanut butter. It's wide. You can put it in the freezer. You could eat it for dessert. You could eat it for breakfast. You could have it as a snack. To me, it's all about the chocolate of the peanut butter, and so I've got to use the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup also as my centerpiece. I, unlike Mraz, I don't like M&Ms, but I do like Reese's Pieces. And so Reese's Pieces, to me... is maybe the point guard of the team. They're small, but I get the peanut butter as well. I love peanut butter and chocolate, and I feel like it's a good 80s snack as well. So I'm going to go with my Reese's Pieces. I don't know how Bob Ryan doesn't know this candy, but Twix is, to me, one of the great cookie/candies of all time. I mean, you're getting cookie with your chocolate. How can you not? It's a lot of chocolate here. I know I got to diversify, but that's going to be my small forward, I think. It's going to be my Twix. Remember, a Twix is a tweener. You can eat one. You can eat two. It's somewhat chocolate. It's somewhat cookie. It can play kind of a swingman role. For my chewing gum, I like chewing gum. I like bubble gum. I could go here a Big League Chew, but nobody really gives away Big League Chew on a Halloween. Nobody really gives away gum necessarily. If you give away a bazooka, everybody hates bazooka gum. It's really old. Maybe it's because of my traditionalist vibe of growing up opening up packs of baseball cards, but I like a good bubble gum. I'm with Bogus here. I love a blow pop, but I specifically love a grape blow pop. Give me grape blow pop with the gum inside. I really like grape candy, so I'll take the grape blow pop. And then I'm surprised I haven't heard this yet. I think this is an easy one for my fifth starter, Skittles. But specifically, I want tropical Skittles. I like the sour and the fruity citrus of the tropical Skittles. So that's going to be my starting five. We now hand the mic over to the Penguin, Katie Linendahl. Who is your starting five candies?
Starting five candies. I'm going to bring it home and go with everybody's choice. Okay, first one I'm going with is... okay, and let's talk about my top picks. You got to go for the Reese's. And I actually did a little nerdy research here. Top candies for 2020, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup comes in first place with 36% choose it as the top candy for Halloween for 2020. The Reese's PC, or Reese's Cup is going strong. My number one was my starting point guard. My number two, I'm going to throw in... I guess you'd call this a little bit of a sleeper, if you will. You guys went specific. I'm going specific. The White Mystery Airhead.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going in on that one. But again, just only White Mystery. And we're not sure. Is White Mystery one flavor? We've talked about this before. Or is it a mixture of flavors? No one's sure. It doesn't matter. It's all artificial. GMO. Throw it in the bag. Great. My three. My small forward. I'm going with the Right Twix. Okay, yeah, we don't want the left. We're going right, okay? Right Twix for my small forward. Then I'm going to get fancy, and I'm going to go with the Pumpkin Pie Kit Kat.
Oh.
Y'all find it? Y'all are heroes, okay?
Fancy.
Yeah, that's fancy stuff there. What I'd love to do is finish it out and put in an option that you guys hate, which is, of course, candy corn. And if you recall last year on the Halloween Spooktacular here on the DA show, Mraz tried to claim that people in his neighborhood locale gave out candy corn in Ziploc bags as if that wasn't shady. Throw in the razor blade as a twofer. That's weird. But I won't do that to myself because I want a strong team. So I'm going to finish with the Starburst Pinks and Reds.
Oh, Pinks and Reds are the best ones.
Because nobody likes the rest.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The yellows, it's like you get to go, you're like, I might just throw this in the garbage.
Right. No one wants the calories.
The lemon Starburst, whatever that is.
No.
What do you do with your left Twix?
You throw it out.
Okay.
Right Twix only. You throw it out. And if you really want to go deep, you go with the new Twix, the cookies and cream Twix is flying off the shelves. Hot stuff. Hot now. It's like the Krispy Kreme light up sign that says hot now. You pump those brakes and you make a Yui. You're bringing it home strong. Yes, it's about keeping those killer summer abs, but when that hot now sign is on, you go for it and you hit it hard. I'm just speaking for the people, okay? I grew up in Erie. It says a lot.
Oh. Where does Ox Roast fit on your Halloween candies?
Well, I'll go Erie deep for you. Anyone coming in on Erie, Pittsburgh, Cleveland area, you know what you throw into that bag? You throw in the candy, but then you throw in a Smith's hot dog, okay? Might not mean anything to you, DA, Mraz, Bogish. Okay, doesn't matter. Bilotti doesn't know what a Smith's hot dog is. You're missing out.
What is a Smith's hot dog?
It's amazing. It's an amazing hot dog. It is an Erie delicacy.
You guys have so many delicacies.
We do. We have a lot. We like food in Erie, okay? Okay? Ox Roast, Smith's Hot Dogs, and sponge candy. If you don't like sponge candy, as they say at Erie Apparel, you're wrong.
You're just wrong. You're flat wrong.
You're starting five candies. Line them up. Mraz, what'd you think about the starting fives?
I thought they were all good, although I will say Katie coming at people for what the kids like and then gives you a pumpkin Kit Kat. No kids like to taste a pumpkin. That's all, basically the soccer moms love the pumpkin. Nobody wants a pumpkin Kit Kat. I think that's a disastrous ad. But other than that, I thought Katie's was very solid. DA, you went very specific. I'm not a Skittles guy, but I appreciate the tropical. And I will say, I think an underappreciated sixth man on everybody's team, Tootsie Rolls. Nobody mentioned Tootsie Rolls.
No, no.
That is a Halloween keeper forever. They're delicious. They might be the best Halloween candy there was in the bag.
No. Ugh. Tootsie Rolls. No. Ugh. What are we eating? Candy from 1920?
Yeah,
we've advanced.
Some Werther's Originals?
It's literally a Jock Jam song named after the candy. You don't get that with a blow pop.
I'm sure there's a couple of rap songs we don't know that reference a lot of things about a blow pop. All right, Andrew Bogus has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, what do we got?
Guys, with all due respect to the MLS playoff push. Last night was our first night without something major to watch in a long time, but the NFL is back tonight with the Panthers hosting the Falcons. They played in week 5 with Carolina winning, with Teddy Bridgewater throwing for 2 scores.
This is a team that probably feels like, you know, they let one get away when they played against us last time. So we want to make sure that we approach this week the right mindset, being smart, getting guys healthy to be able to play Thursday.
The Panthers have not yet officially ruled out Christian McCaffrey for tonight, but he's not expected to return from his week 2 high ankle sprain. The Seahawks have only 9 sacks through 6 games, so they traded for Bengals defensive end Carlos Dunlap yesterday. As for that MLS playoff push, LAFC, Portland, Sporting KC, the Red Bulls, Nashville SC, and New England all clinched playoff spots last night. MLB says it's investigating Justin Turner's actions after Game 6 of the World Series Tuesday night. The league says Turner broke protocol by leaving isolation to return to the field to celebrate, and that he would not listen to MLB security when told to leave the field. The league has not yet explained why Turner's test results came back during Game 6.
So what are they investigating then? They gave you the investigation. He was put in isolation, he left. What more do you need to investigate?
Well, how much he paid the security guard.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
We know what happened.
Turner and his wife are still in Texas. The rest of the Dodgers tested negative, were allowed to go home, as were the Rays. And Daryl Morey is about to become the head coach, the head basketball operations in Philadelphia, while the new head coach of the Houston Rockets is Mavs assistant Stephen Silas. And now we're spooked and stunned.
Yeah!
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Not surprising, there are some COVID costumes this year. Let's begin with a bad one. Amazon has stopped selling 2 masks that are supposed to look like the virus under a microscope. They threw on some gross teeth and scary eyes, and here you go. Now, obviously, these are in poor taste, but the pictures I sent you guys, these masks also seem like they'd give you their own health problems. They're basically like basketballs with holes cut out for eyes jammed over your head. There's no way you're breathing well. So all of a sudden, like, are you wearing an ironic coronavirus Halloween costume when you pass out because you can't breathe inside your coronavirus mask?
So this is a Halloween mask that's supposed to look like the virus itself?
Yeah.
They're so disgusting.
Eyes, googly eyes and bad teeth. Go scare your neighbors.
And they look like now, a virus molecule as well.
On a lighter note, and we've all done this, it's an easy way to come up with a costume. You find a normal thing, you throw sexy in front of it, and away you go. Maybe you're a sexy penguin, or a sexy nurse, sexy cop, sexy Miraz, whatever it is.
Yeah.
This year, for the bargain basement price of $70, you can be sexy hand sanitizer.
Yeah!
You get a little mint green bathing suit kind of thing, a clear vinyl apron that maybe Mike McCarthy could use as a mask as well, and then an actual bottle of hand sanitizer, all for, again, $70.
What is that costume? That doesn't look like anything. It's a chick in a bathing suit with hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Screen print it. It just says hand sanitizer. So you just wear a leotard and it says toilet paper on it, Charmin 24-pack, and you've just transformed yourself into a sexy costume. That is unacceptable. Dude, where'd you find that?
That is offensive to Katie, who just spent 4.5 hours getting into a penguin costume to watch.
She's been up since Monday.
Yeah, right. To watch some chick throw on a bathing suit, put hand sanitizer in hand, and be like, oh, I'm sexy hand sanitizer.
I'm dressed as the new normal. Gross. We're all ready for normal, okay? Let me just speak for everyone. Good talk.
I mean, also, imagine walking around in the coronavirus mask. Like, oh, what are you supposed to be? Oh, I'm just the plague. Did you die from it? Wow, I was on a ventilator. Thanks, dude. Cool costume.
Oh, no.
$70, by the way, to be hand sanitizer.
$70.
I mean, also, at one point, just hand sanitizer cost $70.
That's
so
true.
For this,
yeah,
you're getting a costume as well.
I guess if the hand sanitizer does come with it, it actually is a bargain. Signed April 2020. Yeah. That definitely was stuffed into a storage unit for the last couple months. All right. When we come back here on the show on the Halloween Spooktacular, there was a sports bettor that lost $1 million on a statistical anomaly on Monday Night Football. If you had won $1 million in daily fantasy, what would be your splurge? We'll do that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
We had a meat that I didn't even know didn't exist in the outside world. It's called ox roast. And I ate it like my whole childhood. And then I'm like, is that like a made up meat?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Our toll free line is 855-212-4227. Sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico. And save. It's our annual Halloween Spooktacular here on the show. The Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Lindendahl, is in the house. She is dressed as
Oswald Cobblepot. Call me Penguin.
Oswald Cobblepot, aka the Penguin from Batman Returns, the Danny DeVito Penguin, who is the best Penguin.
Can I tell you something? Guess who was up for a Penguin in Batman Returns?
Who?
Phil Collins.
Really?
Phil Collins. Could you imagine?
Wow. I mean,
of course, that's Wikipedia and it's not always right. I mean, how many times has your Wikipedia gotten a little jacked?
That's true. It calls Mraz the third most famous resident ever, native ever from West Babylon, behind only Geraldo Rivera and the guy that won Top Chef season one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I would say DeVito's the best penguin ever. How many penguins have there been? There's been the Burgess Meredith one from the 60s pseudo-sitcom. Have they done a penguin in a reboot? Colin Farrell's going to become the penguin. That's right. That's the new Batman penguin movie. Okay.
It's going to be hard to beat DeVito.
It's true. DeVito was just so on point. So I got this story, which is hysterical, okay? Now, it's hysterical if you didn't lose the $1 million. It's terrifying if you did. From Monday Night Football, a dude was playing Daily Fantasy, okay? And he had, I believe, he had the Bears defense. And the Bears defense had a sack of Jared Goff, which, out of 176,000 entries, put him at the top, meaning he won the $1 million first prize. Okay, you won $1 million as the purse winning the DraftKings contest. His scoreboard on his computer said, you won $1 million, okay? You came in number one, because that's how they actually statistically said what happened to the game was a sack of Jared Goff by the Bears. He leaves the house. He calls all of his friends and family, says, I just won $1 million. He's so thrilled, so fired up. He comes back after he walks the dog, after he called all of his friends and family, told them he now had $1 million, and looked back at his scoreboard just to look at it. And it showed him no longer in first place. Instead of winning $1 million, winning $3,000. It ended up, after the game, they went back, the official statisticians, and changed the sack to a tackle for a loss. And because they changed it, he no longer had the top prize. He had $1 million ripped away from him because of a statistical anomaly. Now, if I'm DraftKings, I give this guy $1 million as good pub, or at least $500,000. You're making money hand over fist. They haven't done so yet. But it led me to think, if you just suddenly came across $1 million, if you just won it in Daily Fantasy, what do you splurge on? You can't say, I'm going to pay off my house. Not going to say, I'm going to pay off my bills. What do you end up doing? Not like, I'm going to pay for medical bills for my mom. What are you doing as the splurge? Okay, Mraz, what are you splurging on with $1 million?
I am going to get one of those TVs called The Wall and build four levels of recliners and movie theater seating in one of the rooms in my house.
That's a great one. Do you have room in your house for four levels of movie theater seating?
I don't, but something tells me I could convert the garage if I wanted to, and I have the $1 million to do so.
Okay, so you take the $1 million to convert the garage into a movie theater with a TV that's The Wall.
Yes, exactly. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Bogues, what do you do with $1 million?
Yeah, along those same lines, I would make myself the sickest backyard ever. Pool, you know, outdoor cooking space, seating area, heat and everything you could possibly need to get you through an entire year in the Northeast, inside and out. So I'd have that would be a good chunk of that winning.
Yeah, too bad you can't find those outdoor heaters because Bob's Bar's buying them all to get people out there over the course of the winter.
He ain't alone, man. Talking about price gouging. People are buying them and then renting them out for people who can't actually buy them anymore.
Pete the Body Bilotti, what do you spend $1 million on?
I'm buying a house in cash. I don't have to deal with anybody when you're trying to buy a house. And then I'm starting my own production company and buying all the equipment.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow. I did not know this was a career aspiration for Pete the Body. Production company.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll go on.
Ouch, Mraz.
But you have another Rolo.
With Bacon Productions, led by Peter Bilotti. When we come back, we're going to get Katie Linedahl's thoughts on $1 million that she came across.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.